Well, I think this, you know, what you said is probably true, that he is ignorant of what is happening in the present. He neglects his wife. He chooses to sort of, we don't really know how much he knew about the affair that his wife is having, but we suspect maybe that there were clues and signs that he should have paid attention to. So, yes, in that way, they're sort of looking in different directions, I guess, Asuko and he. And but they're both in their way self-deluded. And I think that Yano's, his sort of absolutism is a dangerous thing. And his refusal to examine his own self, to look at his life in broader and more complex terms than simply blaming everything on the war and internment. I think there's, you know, there's something to be examined in both of their positions, I think. Because Asuko says, you know, we have to make do with what we have. We have to move on and make whatever we can of our lives. But she really hasn't made anything of her life. She hasn't moved ahead. She's been really frozen in her life and stayed, you know, really stayed in that same position with her as her father gets older and her brother gets older. And she would like things to never change, really, because she's too fearful. And that's why she's fearful of her brother moving on in life and getting married. So anyway, yeah, so I think they both share this kind of willful blindness.